Hello, and thank you for calling in to customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with the zip code so I can pull up your account?
63111.
Bear with me just a moment. That was 63111.
Yes, ma'am.
First and last name, please.
My first name is Sharonda, last name Smith.
For your security, can I get you to verify the full billing address?
I don't know, because I don't even know how this charge occurred on my card.
Okay, what's your address?
My address is 928 Bates.
City and state, please, ma'am.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that there was an order placed on January the 19th for the keto and the keto cleanse. $14.15 was placed on shipping and handling. Those were shipping and handling charges on a 14-day trial. On the 15th day is when the charges were billed to the account for the actual product.
For $91.89.
Correct.
And what is it for?
Keto and keto cleanse.
I got another thing coming to my account for $92.90.
One is for the keto and one is for the cleanse.
So both of those are $100 products that y'all deducting from my account?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the purpose?
What do you mean, what's the purpose, ma'am?
I mean, what is the purpose, but
these are the products that you purchased. Are you not familiar with the products?
No, ma'am.
Okay. The keto and the cleanse, both of them are like appetite suppressants. It increases your metabolism and helps you lose weight.
So when do those come?
Okay, they
if
were delivered
I'm paying $100. So where?
To the address that you just confirmed.
I never received that, and I don't even know what that is. And I don't even know who will purchase that off of my card.
So you didn't make the purchase?
No, ma'am.
You didn't give authorization to the person that made the purchase?
No, ma'am.
But it was delivered to your home address?
Well, it's
I can provide you with the tracking number.
Please do.
You were about to say it's two what?
It's two addresses, a up and it's a down.
So one location that shares an address.
Yes, it's two like units, it's two doors.
Let me know when you have pen and paper ready for the tracking.
I got a pen and paper.
Okay, it's 9400.
9400.
1112.
1112.
0255.
0255.
5966.
5966.
1375.
1375.
46.
46. So how do I get my money back for this product?
Okay, what I'm going to have to do is transfer you over to the fraud department. What they're going to do is they're going to open an investigation because we take credit card fraud extremely serious. They're going to open an investigation and they're going to pull the IP address. So whoever placed the order, they're going to prosecute. They're going to contact the local authorities and they're going to prosecute whomever IP address that was that placed this order.
Okay.
And you're sure that you didn't give anyone authorization to use your card on January 19th?
I don't give nobody authorization to use my card.
Okay. One charge was $745 and the other one was $670. So bear with me just a moment. Let me go ahead and get this over to the fraud department so they can open the investigation and contact the authorities. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Now, was there anything else that I can help you with tonight?
No, ma'am.
All right. Please hold for the transfer, and thank you for calling customer service. Ms. Smith, bear with me just a moment. My system just froze up in the process of me trying to transfer you over. If for whatever reason it takes more than 5 minutes, you're more than welcome to call back in and just request to speak with the supervisor and let them know that you were in the process of being transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Ms. Smith, I apologize. My system just shut all the way down. So if you would, or if you have time, hang up and call this number back and just ask to speak to the fraud department.
Okay.
And I apologize, but I've already documented our conversation, so you should be, they should already know what's going on.
Okay.
All right. I apologize for the inconvenience, but thank you for calling in the customer service. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too.